Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I've always been one of those people that think nothing really changes in the world. We have different cultural practices, but human nature tends to always be the same. But I guess I was wrong, because here we have an Isaiah, basically a corrupt politician who only works for himself. Can't imagine anything like that, can you? But I want to talk about the gospel, because in a way, Jesus was a politician, but not in the sense of what we experience today. He was the type of politician that, rather telling the people what they want to hear, he used persuasive arguments and truthful examples to get the people to see things in new ways, to change hearts, and to bring people to him to lead rather than to follow. And one of the ways he did that, and did it incredibly well, was to use a technique that politicians still use today, and that is staging. They have professional people today to set up events so that everything falls as they expect it to, and that it creates an image and an atmosphere for the politician. So you will see particularly presidential candidates give speeches in front of famous places, be it the Lincoln Memorial or Mount Rushmore, images that project power. You'll also have many flags around, images that present patriotism. Sometimes they'll even go out to a military base and stand on the deck of an aircraft carrier in order to project that power. Jesus was really good at staging, but in a much different, more subtle, but much more profound way. For here he takes his disciples out to Caesarea Philippi, in the very northern tip of what is today Israel. And he takes them to this place that was famous and known for millennia to stage a question to them about who he is, and to reveal just a little bit to them about who he is. So they get up to Caesarea Philippi. It's up in a mountainous region, and it happens to be the headwaters of the Jordan River. And the Jordan River is truly the lifeline for that whole region. Without the Jordan River, it would simply all be arid desert. They'd never be able to grow anything, and no one would be able to live there. But because of the Jordan flowing out of the mountains, there is fresh water that gives life not only for people, but for growing crops and doing all those other things that need to happen. So he took them up to this very beginning. Now, I've stood there, and you can literally stand on both sides of the Jordan at one time. It's so small there. But it flows into the Sea of Galilee and creates all that life. So he took his disciples there to let them realize that the source of true life was actually in him. But there was something else that happened in this area for many, many, many years before written history. And that is, it had always been a place of worship for pagan gods because they saw it as a source of life. So they would go up there and pray to whatever god they happened to be following at any particular time. So he took them there so he could begin to reveal to them that his authority truly comes from God. And that the truth he speaks is written in all of creation. And he also tries to pull it out of them. Because he asks that first question, well, who do people say that I am? And the answer that's given is a pretty good one. Because they can recognize in him that he was prophetic. He was speaking a truth that those in power weren't speaking at that time. So they say, well, Jeremiah, maybe, one of the ancient prophets. And that was a good answer. But then he turned it again. He looked right at them and said, but who do you say that I am? And surprisingly enough, Peter got it right, because a lot of times he didn't. He was quick with the answer, but not always quick with good understanding. But this time he got it. And he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, here's the thing about Scripture, and in particular, Jesus posing questions in Scripture. They were not just meant for the first people that heard them. Those questions are always alive and directed at each one of us. So he asks us that same question. Who do you say that I am? And it's up to us to formulate an answer that is from our hearts and rooted in the truth that's been revealed to us. And hopefully our answer is pretty close to the one Peter gave. Because Jesus already gave us all the clues we need to know. The source of life and the authority that can only come from God.